This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Mark Steering, your State Farm Insurance agent in Litchfield. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. Nancy's Pizza in Litchfield. Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing in Litchfield. Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Carol's Auto Body in Litchfield. And DC Waste and Recycling. And now, Sports Saturday with Tim Mize live from the Irish Dome.
All right, thank you very much, Levi Ubelt. We are here at Irish Days inside the Chili Dome, and it is a great day to have a chili cook-off. Happy to be joined by Kyle Hirschman this morning here on Sports Saturday. Kyle, it's been a while. How you been, bud?
Doing good, man.
This is always one of those events that it just kind of has a special place in people's hearts when you start talking about Irish Days in Farmersville and this community.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they do. It's for a good cause, too. They always do a really good job. Of course, it's 180 degrees, so perfect chilly weather.
Well, I was telling Sean Webb, we're going to talk to him in a moment, it'd be like having a homemade ice cream contest in January.
It just
makes sense. Like, the chili cook-off would not be the same if it was a pleasant 75 degrees.
Absolutely. It adds to the atmosphere.
Absolutely. And Sean Webb, thank you so much for joining us here. I know this is always, you look forward to this day probably about 364 days out of the year.
I tell you, this one is near and dear to my heart. I'm a small town fan. I love the small town festivals. And you know, Irish Days is just a great example of it. We've got great people up here. It's just a wonderful place for everybody to get together and have a lot of fun and hang out with their family and their friends. And yeah, it wouldn't be the same if we weren't sweating to death under a chili tent with a bunch of propane cookers.
It's hard to believe, you know, little old farmers. I think this is the 108th installment of Irish Days, and that really is a testament to the people that have been in this community for a long, long time.
It really is, and it takes a village, there's no doubt. And everyone knows that, you know, they're involved in their small town activities and groups and organizations. It really takes a lot of folks to make it happen. And it's just nice to see everybody come together and get stressed out and then have some fun over the weekend over it.
Absolutely. You know. This is the 32nd chili cook-off here at Irish Days. This is either your sixth or seventh year as the head man, depending on how you want to figure it out. But when you took over this operation, what did Jim and Dave tell you? What were their words of wisdom?
Good luck. It was, interesting story about it. I suppose I inherited a chili cook-off, and me and Ray Durston, you know, we were excited to get it. That's what's odd about it. Most people probably wouldn't be excited to come up and have to deal with the organization of this and sweat in a chili cook-off in the middle of June. But we were just tickled they thought of us. So, yeah, 32 years running. Jim Whalen, Dave Eaton started this thing back in 1985. And great success. Ran it for 25 years. And it sort of runs itself. I think if we ever decided that we weren't going to have it, it'd be a riot.
Oh, mutiny.
Well, yeah.
They'd probably just show up anyway.
I think they would. And I got to tell you, they did such a good job organizing this over those first 25 years that really there's just not much to do. Everybody knows their part, and they want to be a part of it, and that's what really makes it fun and special.
That's when you know an event is really at a different level, when you don't really have to do much as the organizer. You just know the interest is there, the people are going to be here, and you know it's going to run smooth. How many entries in this year's cook-off?
I think we're going to have around 25, something like that. We've had as many as 50, and I know we've had years around 20.
Mm-hmm.
What usually makes it special for us when we start looking at the entries, numbers are great. You know, we like having a good crowd up here, and we are raising money for the Panhandle special education program, and that's wonderful. So the more folks we get up, the more money we make and the more we can donate. So that's great. But really, when we look at those numbers, my favorite part is seeing the grandmas and grandpas cook against the sons and the daughters. And then the grandkids. And we do have some two and three generation cooks up here that really just come up to compete against each other and much less against the rest of the crowd. And I think that's wonderful.
You know, I would say the Missouri-Illinois basketball game is the bragging rights game. There's bragging rights on the line here, too.
Oh, I'm telling you. So Bob Wagoff, he'll probably probably shoot me for this. Bob has won four out of the past 5 years, and as I mean, he is the all-time winning champ here. He's our LeBron. So, but yeah, so there's a little bit of rivalry in there. I mean, everybody's wanting to knock Bob off that top spot, of course. And Bob's so humble and so nice about it, and understands what we're trying to do and achieve. So it really is friendly competition. But
does he have secret ingredients, or is he going for a spicy chili, a beanie meaty chili? What's he doing? Or does he switch it up every year?
No, always the same. Bob makes a sweet chili, and this is a point of contention here in the chili cook-off. There's a group that believe that spicy chili is the chili,
mm-hmm.
and that sweet chili doesn't belong. And there's another group that wins with sweet chili. So it is what it is. We've seen a switch. 10 years ago, spicy chili won every year. For the past, 5, 10, 7 years, it has definitely been a sweeter chili that has come out on top.
How do you pick your judges for the cook-off?
Prestige.
We beg and plead, and they say yes. We try to get local folks that have a nice impact on the community.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle's a judge this year.
I'm not joking. It's the highlight of my career. So that's the only reason I ever started working for the newspaper was because someday I might be able to judge chili at Irish Days.
Now, we take bribes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely, that's right.
Yeah, they won't really result in anything, but I'll take them.
What do you mean you didn't win?
Yeah, that's weird. We'll have to go recount those votes. So here in the 32nd year, it's going just as strong as it ever was, and it's always amazing to me the number of people that show up. They roll in. When does the actual competition start? How long do they have to cook the chili?
Oh, good question. So 10 o'clock, we're going to have a cook's meeting. Everybody gets set up, brings their unprepared recipe with them. And they get from about 10 to 11 to chop vegetables and get meat prepped and things like that. And by 11 o'clock, we're kind of expecting them to have their cookers fired up and have that chili started. Usually around noon, you'll start seeing samples get out on the tables. And at 2 o'clock, the cooks are required to have their judging cup, sample cup, over at the KC Hall for judging. And we're usually wrapped up by 3 o'clock, announcing some winners just in time for the parade.
Now, do the judges ever get about, you know, halfway through or three-quarters of the way through and go, oh, I don't know if I can eat any more chili?
You know, it doesn't sound like that bad of a gig, right?
Right.
You get to taste a bunch of great chilies and hang out, and it's good people. But when you sample 30 chilies, and you have to go through and sometimes sample two or three times on each chili to make sure that it's the one you want, and you've got to pick your top, your favorites. And yeah, we see a lot of miserable judges come back out of there.
Did you eat breakfast this morning, Kyle?
I did eat breakfast. I'm holding off on lunch. I just feel like that's going to be a good idea. I got some Prilosec, so I think I'm ready.
Now, does it get broken down to where the judges pick, say, their top three, and then those get rejudged, or is it just a flat judging of all the chili at once, and it's the winner's picked from that?
So the way the judging started off was, trying to think of the gentleman that started Chili Man Chili. We actually got the judging requirements from him.
Okay.
And it was basically to go through and taste all of the chilies at least once, sometimes twice, and then to pick your top three and put them in order. We end up with some ties, but usually down the line. So it seems to be the fairest way to do it. It's absolute a blind judging. And we see no reason to change it. It's worked out well so far.
Are you nervous, Kyle?
No, I'm good. You know, I have probably the opposite of a cast iron stomach. So it'll probably haunt me. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, you know, I've been coming to Irish Days since I was, you know, probably two, and it's always a good time. I know a lot of these people that are cooking the chili, and I know Sean and Raybo a lot. So I think, like I said, it's just a really cool event, and if I have to be sick for 3 or 4 days afterwards,
a small price.
Yeah, it's a small price. Not because of the chili isn't good, just because.
But the sheer volume.
Yeah.
The sheer volume. John, Raybo doesn't do any media. Anything you want to say about him?
Yeah, he's the one that actually puts all this together. I just talk on the radio.
Take the credit. I know how that goes. John, anything else you want people to know about the chili cook-off or about Irish Days more as a whole here before we let you go?
Just real quick, we've got great events out today. Washer tournament, I think there's still a couple of spots open. Folks can come and sign up. Either way. Bags tournament starts at noon. Parade starts at 4 o'clock. Stop by and see the Irish Day Queen pageant tonight at 7. And just thanks again to all the folks that come out and make Irish Days just a great festival.
And I'm glad that you call it bags and not cornhole.
Yeah.
I've never understood how that happened, but bags is a much better name. Much better.
Cornhole
is
something entirely different.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Sean Webb, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time here today. I know you're going to be a busy man here coming up, and enjoy the day.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Sean Webb in charge of the 32nd annual Chili Cook-Off here at the 108th Irish Days festivities in Farmersville. Sports Saturday returns to the Chili Dome following these messages. All right, Levi Ubel, thank you so much. We are here at the Chili Dome at Irish Days in Farmersville. Kyle Hirschman sitting in with us this morning. He'll be getting set for the Chili judging coming up a little bit later this afternoon. We're happy to be joined right now by Matt Milberg, the head coach of the Lincolnwood Lancers basketball team. And you got to love the Chili Dome. You just recruited a player for a game on Monday night. That's good stuff.
I got to love this area and this community. You know, being here for the seventh year, I guess, we've been at the Chili Dome in my first year without Terry on my side. Yeah. But I know he's listening, I hope, this morning. Yeah. And just thinking about him and happy to be here.
Absolutely. And, Matt, this is always one of those special events. I know, Terry, this is his favorite day of the year. Both you guys grew up in this area, grew up coming to Farmersville. So talk about, Matt first and Kyle, about what Irish Days means to you.
Well, Irish Days early on meant three-on-three basketball tournaments back in the day and playing all them games and growing up and getting to play the hillbilly golf and the bags and starting this year would be great. And then as you get older, you get to step inside the fence every once in a while and just talk and reminisce. And, you know, I'd see my old head coach over there today working and I'd be able to go there and talk to him and just tell stories. That's what I like doing.
Yeah, and for me, it's about family. You know, we still have a lot of family that come over here. So, you know, my parents will be here tonight and some of my aunts and uncles. And it's a good opportunity. You know, we'll cover the pageant tonight. And I say we, I mean Mary.
the collective we.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's just a really nice event. You know, it's you know, you see, like Sean said, you know, you see 3-4 generations, you know, here you see it. You know, all over at Irish Days. You know, there's people that who ran for the Irish Days Queen. You know, their kids are now running for Irish Days royalty. So it's just a really cool event. It's a nice home hometown celebration. It wouldn't be Irish Days if it didn't rain. It wouldn't be Irish Days if it wasn't hotter than all get out. So.
People wouldn't know what to do if it was cool.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. They would just yeah.
There'll be riots in the streets. Matt Milberg, obviously you guys have your big fundraiser coming up here in a couple of weeks. Talk a little bit about it.
Well, actually, we got some guys running around here today in orange shirts with Lancer basketball on them today trying to sell trifecta tickets. Our golf tournament is August 25th at Shoal Creek. And the trifecta this year is a half a hog for first prize and then $250 cash for second. And then an Echo Show for third prize. So they got some good prizes, and the boys are out selling today, and they'll be out at the 4th of July in Raymond and selling throughout the summer for us.
And you guys have had really good response and really good success in the short history of this event.
Yeah, it's been great. Every year, you know, like I said, many interviews, you know, through the moons that we've talked about, you know, not having to worry about buying equipment. We just got back from the Vandalia shootout. A week ago or so, and we're able to spend our money on that and not have any worries. So it's a great fundraiser, and just like any fundraiser, there's some small roots that are going to help build up the tree. And we got some T-shirts they're selling, I guess, this year at Irish Days on 4th of July, and then they're going to put on a glow golf August 10th at Shoal Creek, and then have a meat raffle the day after. So if you like. I guess golfing and your meat, then I guess you got a place to go.
Winning. Kyle, these coaches, what they're saying, the small roots to build up the tree. I like that.
Yeah. I didn't exactly know what he was saying. But, you know, no. I think the team outing, you know, it, what it does is it puts, you know, Lincolnwood on a more even playing field with some of these bigger schools that they're playing or more well-funded schools that they're playing. You know, just numbers-wise, you know, they're not going to be able to have the amount of resources. And what the team does is that it helps even that. So it's a great program. We played in the golf tournament the last few years.
You showed up.
Yeah, we showed up. No, he's not wrong.
So what is harder for you? You haven't judged the chili yet, but do you suspect competing in the golf tournament or judging the chili will be more challenging?
Oh, definitely the chili, because I'm serious about the chili. I want the best, you know. I want to, you know, whenever I leave, I want to feel like, you know, that was the chili I thought that was best.
Yeah.
The golf tournament, we have a guy in our foursome that doesn't swing.
How's that work?
Our buddy Travis Matthews, give him a shout out. He took one. He hit the first tee shot last year and then just rode around the rest of the time. He's kind of like an inspiration. So
it was like George Costanza. He went out on a high note.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not sure it was that high of a note.
It's just a note.
Yeah, it's just a note. But yeah, we play, and the esteemed principal of Lincolnwood is also in our foursome, and Neil Wyckoff. So usually we're really bad.
Out of 32 teams, I think we got, you know, I'm in charge of those, and I think I got 26 already confirmed for next year. So it's just a text message away for me anymore, you know, being busy in the summertime, and boom, we got 26 of the 32. So
it's kind of like this deal here, you know. You know that there's going to be a certain amount of teams, and it kind of it's pretty well run, so it just kind of, you know, there's a lot of work with it, but it there's not a lot of unknown.
Right, and you know, who knows what the unknown as far as expenses and for everybody to help donate. You know, we got potentially shot clocks to buy, and we got things like that we're going to have to get, and it's nice that we're not going to have to worry about that when it comes to things like that.
How real a possibility is that from what you've heard about the shot clock coming to Illinois?
Well, you know, when you get down there in Raymond and Farmersville area and you got to deal with the PMRA, you know, you get a lot of rumors going around, and dealing with the referees. And, you know, we've heard rumors about the half circle coming into the bottom of the lane. We've heard the rumor of 6 fouls per quarter instead of 10 per half. And then obviously the shot clock. So, you know, depending on what IHSA, you know, wants to do, it could be a very high possibility here in the next year or two.
I'm of the belief, you know, you see a lot of these national programs that go around and travel to different states, go around the country playing. Shot clock should be involved in that. But to me, for small school high school basketball, you're asking for trouble if you institute a shot clock.
Well, it doesn't fit into the Lincolnwood system right now. As far as our defensive, you know, strategies, but, you know, we'll do the best we can and have to adjust to it, and just like anything, we'll move forward.
That's exactly right. You don't get to make the rules. You just have to abide by the ones that get put in place no matter how they turn out. But as you look at the Lincolnwood program, obviously a small school, how are your numbers? What's the future look like?
Well, unbelievable. We had a meeting before school got out, and we had 22 guys show up to the basketball meeting, and throughout the summer we've had, you know, from 16 to you know, 8 show up on a regular basis. Our numbers are really strong at the freshman level. We have 8 kids that have been showing up consistently in the younger age, so that's something that we're going to be looking forward to and building around. But, you know, the co-op with Morrisonville has grown and included everybody to where we have better numbers now. But we're excited. The effort over the summer has been great. Like I said, we played a Vandalia shootout. We had a shootout up in Pawnee, and we're going to host a shootout on Monday at Lincolnwood. So, you know, we're happy to see all these guys.
And that's the great thing about summer basketball. You can get in a lot of games in a short period of time.
Yeah, and we've been, I think this year, maybe with the baby on the way, I've shortened up the game system a little bit so I could be around home a little bit more. And chose to do more open gyms and improve our shooting. You know, we're getting up 300 shots a day in our open gyms. And, you know, a kid that comes that hasn't missed a day yet has already got up 3,000 shots this summer.
Wow.
And you can see some of them walking around today here, the ones that have showed up and done that. So I think that's going to be a key to our season next year is our improved shooting. We're losing a little height, I guess you'd say. I look around the practice, open gyms today, and I have to look up the Coach Webb, but I look everybody else in the eyes. And that's the first time I've had to do that in my 6 years, 7 years here at Lincolnwood. So we're going to have to change our strategy a little bit, and you'll probably be able to see that in this winter.
Well, and there's going to be a lot of opportunities for guys to earn their playing time, too, with losing Pogonpole
right.
and Mazara and Milberg and Deal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so, you know, you have a lot of guys that have some varsity experience, but there's going to be opportunities for some of these players that didn't get as much playing time last year to play this
absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. And, you know, Coach Webb and Coach Milberg and helping with the JV program, building those guys up, they had a great end of the year last year. And I think, you know, with 1A schools especially, you know, with us dealing with not even 200 kids, that we're as I'm growing older, I'm understanding that you're going to have to build your program around the kids' abilities. You can't continue to have a straight line, you know, I'm going to do this every year. You got to kind of adjust to your kids. And as I get older, I understand that. And, you know, I know tradition sticks with a lot of these programs, but with us, I think we're going to have to mix it up a little bit this year.
And as you look at yourself, and coaches evaluate themselves at the end of the year just like they evaluate their team and their players, where have you seen the biggest growth in your coaching, say from your first or second year at Lincolnwood to now?
Well, I think the biggest thing we talk about and is understanding of, like I said, different abilities. You know, you came in early in the program, and I would say it was down a little bit. And to build that back up, you kind of had to stay your ways and do things, you know, to a point. And I think now the flexibility a little bit, especially with the co-op, you're dealing with a lot of communities and a lot of families, and being able to adjust to different times and different situations, I think that's probably the biggest with me through the years, I think.
Kyle Mask getting ready to become a father. Do you think it'll mellow him out? He's known as a fiery fella.
Yeah, I would say probably not. No, you know, that's one of the good things about Matt is you know, he really has passion yeah. for it, you know, and passion for being at Lincolnwood. And being a coach these days is not easy. So, you know, anybody that sticks with it this long, and, you know, you've seen it with, you know, Drew Logan at Litchfield and Joe Vanzo at Hillsboro, you know, the guys, the younger guys that are still staying with it. Of course, Kimbrough's been at Nokomis
a few years.
Since I've been alive, literally.
Wow.
So, and you know, you got to respect that. But he's taken a long time to earn that. And I'm not sure that people always give coaches the opportunity to earn that trust, to earn that long-term thing. And I'm glad that some of the communities around here have.
And that it's always critical, the relationship obviously you have with the players, but any more in the last number of years, that relationship with the parents is a lot different and a lot closer maybe than it used to be.
Yeah, I would say, you know, whenever, you know, I say when we were in high school, but 15 years ago, and you didn't have the communication technology as with the smartphones as well, and the ability to use, you know, social media. But, you know, if there's an emergency or something like that, all the parents have my cell phone number. They can send a text, you know, if somebody passes or they have a family emergency. And I think that's a little bit of the way that things have changed. Our biggest thing, and my biggest thing, I think, more than probably Coach Webb's, is the ability for the kids to grow up and communicate with adults. I try to limit our conversations with the parents via text message or whatever, but have more, I guess, interaction with a young freshman, learning to communicate, you know, and just telling us you can make it, you can't make it, you know, just like I just had a conversation with the young man here just a little bit ago. I think that's the biggest change.
And I think that's important, too, because as you've said before, and, you know, you're not in it about just building basketball players. You're in it to
right.
build, you know, better citizens and better, you know, members of the community. And I think if you just let their parents do the entire thing, you know, I mean, I think that's a hard road
right.
to go once they get a little bit older.
Right. Terry Toad has always said that sports is just another classroom. And I think basketball more than others because the season is longer. So you're around these kids.
Right.
Two different, you know, both semesters of school. You're
two involved. Holidays.
Yeah, you're with them over the summer break as well. So Just talk about that, the teaching aspect. And I know for coaches who are in it for the long haul like you are, that's what it comes down to, the enjoyment of teaching not just the game of basketball, but like Kyle said, the game of life.
You know, I'm going to throw Ryan Pokenpool a bone here. And in a speech he had for his valedictorian speech, he said that his dad was, you know, always a parent first and he could always be his friend later. And I think that's exactly how I go about coaching. You know, I'm your coach. You know, I can be your friend later. Kyle Thomas just walked up right here to me and put his arm around me and asked me how I was doing. I haven't seen him for 2 years probably. Got to ask him how things were going, you know. Now, did Kyle have to run for me? I'm sure he had to do something back in the day, you know. But I'm his coach, not his parent, and I think, or his friend, and I think that's a big thing that's, you know, as long as the kids understand that. You know, you can't always be their friend. You got to get things done sometimes, and I think that's the biggest thing dealing with that. So.
And it is amazing when you get older and time passes and you gain perspective and you look back on your high school career. It's like, man, the coach actually did care about me. He was yelling at me
right.
for a reason, but it's not because he didn't like me.
Right.
It's because he cared about me. And sometimes when you're in it, you don't recognize that at the time.
Absolutely. Even whenever we were in school, you know,
yeah.
that's one thing that you look back on. But, you know, I told these kids the other day at Open Gym that, you know, sometimes you get that itch. You're like, on a Saturday, you got to drive to Sangamon Valley at a 7 o'clock game, and you just came from Ramsey the night before, and you won that game, and your wife's at home, and she's pregnant. You know, do you really want to do this? And then I told them, I said, yeah. You just get rejuvenated every year because you get a different bunch of kids. You know, it's a different kind of feeling come time summer.
We need to get a break here on Sports Saturday. We're talking to Matt Milberg. Kyle Hirschman's with us here on Sports Saturday from the Chili Dome at the 108th Irish Days festivities in Farmersville. We're back in just a moment. All right, welcome back to the Chili Dome at the 108th Irish Days in Farmersville. It is hot, but we wouldn't want it any other way here today. Matt Milberg is with us, Kyle Hirschman also alongside, and we were just talking in the break. Coming up on December 8th, we're going to have the inaugural WSMI Cancer Shootout. This is for Terry Tote. He's always talked about wanting to have a basketball shootout, but things like this are just kind of hard to get going initially, and unfortunately, with what has happened with Terry, it just kind of seemed like an opening, for lack of a better term, to get this off the ground. So on December 8th at Carlinville High School, we're going to have a basketball shootout. We're going to have 8 games starting at 9:30 in the morning, and Matt, your team is going to be involved. You're going to play Litchfield at 11 o'clock in the morning, but this is a situation where it's going to be, the way I envision it, just a day to really honor the great Terry Tote.
I'm absolutely thrilled to be a part of this. I think the biggest thing, too, with this is the ability to see the girls and the boys from all the different areas come together. And I know Terry's love for basketball is, you know, dear to him. And I think this is going to be a great day.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many opportunities to, like I said, you know, you see, you have the tournaments. You have, like, the Carnival Tournament and then some of these others where you get to see a lot of local teams. You know, this is kind of neat that they're all coming together for one cause, too. So.
And this, it really did kind of just epitomize the greatness of this community. I mentioned it casually to Darren Deneve one day, and then he just was off and running. He got in contact with Josh Stone of Lincoln, who's going to host the shootout the following year. And just everybody that we inquired about it was like, absolutely. What can we do? How do we get involved? And It never surprises me. And when you talk to Terry about it, he's like, oh, come on, I'm not that big of a deal. He's like, no, man, you really are. Like, you've done so much for so many people over the last 4 decades that this is the chance for all of us to help Terry.
Yeah, I'm happy that Josh took this by, you know, the head and got it hosted at our place. We're excited to host it next year. He sent me an email the other day, you know, telling me about it, and I can't wait for next year also. I think the ability to, you know, play these games on a one court and not have to travel, you know, I think the biggest thing for us is maybe having that 8 o'clock practice for the first couple weeks on those Saturday mornings to get ready for that 11 o'clock game. But then I can use that against them at Waverly if we play at 9 a.m. for the Waverly tournament and Christmas.
That's true. You know you're going to get, well, you hope you play
yeah.
super early at Waverly because that means that you're having a really good year.
That's right.
Well, and you know, you talked about Josh taking over that. Josh has, you know, done a good job, and the Lincolnwood coaches, you know, they host the or co-host the Montgomery County Invitational, the volleyball tournament that they that helps go to INAD research for my daughter. You know, they've really stepped up with that, and Darren does an excellent job with the Carnival tournament.
The Grace Cup.
Yeah, we've done the Grace Cup too. So, but you know, like I said, it's neat whenever you see the athletic directors step up, and that's almost, to me, that's almost be above and beyond what they can regularly do.
Oh, it really is. And we're so lucky at WSMI. We deal with so many different schools and so many different athletic directors and coaches. They're all top notch, you know. Like, there's never a situation where it's like, oh yeah, I guess we can deal with you guys or help you out. It's always, what can I do? What do you need? And I know it's not like that everywhere. And it's just everything about this area, whether it's Irish Days here or the Montgomery County Fair or a basketball shootout, everybody is always willing to step up and do whatever they can to help out to make an event successful.
Absolutely.
And I think you have to in a community like this. You know, separately, you know, we're 1,000 people, we're, you know, 3,000 people, 6,000 people. That's not a whole lot, but together, you know, you can kind of join forces and make a really big difference. So.
Right. With the rule changes here, we were able to add a game to our schedule, and that was able, you know, to happen through the IHSA, so we were able to pick up a game. And Litchfield game was moved, you know, so we were able to still play Litchfield. I know they had some conference issues. So, you know, we look forward to playing all three of the Montgomery County schools every year, and we have our own little traveling trophy that I kind of, you know, tell the boys about. And it's nice that we were able to pick up Litchfield in that game, especially for Montgomery County and for Terry. So I think we were able to pick up North Mac, so we were able to add a neighboring school with our pickup. So late in the season, this would be a good game for us going into regionals.
The final game of the shootout this coming year is a good one. It's going to be Nokomis against Staunton, and there's going to be a lot of talent on the floor in that ball game.
Yeah, they both last year had a lot of talent on the floor last year, and they graduated some, but I think Nokomis is always going to be, you know, your top 1A school in the area, and with Staunton, I think they're going to be very talented too.
Now, I'm just curious, how do you view Nokomis? Because Raymond and Nokomis, they have such a close bond in a lot of ways, and they've co-op sports in the past, but never basketball, and it's always been a heck of a rivalry. So I'm just curious, from your perspective, looking into Nokomis, seeing what Coach Kimber has done over the years, just kind of your thoughts.
You didn't tell me this question was going to be on the radio, I don't think.
We'll edit it out later, don't worry.
I think Kyle's over here going, well, Matt, what are you going to say?
I was going to say, this is going to be interesting. No.
Well, starting out, you know, it even started way before I was even in high school. You know, I was growing up with late 90s teams where they won, you know, back-to-back-to-back regional championships. And that's what got my love for basketball growing. And I was able to see those games and see the Morrisville Tournament Championship game and see the games at Nokomis in that little gym. And then the next year you see them at Lincolnwood in that little gym on a Friday night and you couldn't find a seat. And that's where it all started. And after that, we ended up, you know, you got the chance to play them yourselves. And those 4 years, we weren't able to come away with a win, and it drove me to coaching, I think, in some sense, to strategize and figure that out. And then when I was at Pawnee, there was a couple times where I don't think the kids had – they didn't have the drive to play these guys. They didn't know they were going into, right. You know. And so whenever I got to Lincolnwood, it was on. And, you know, Coach Kimbrough does a great job over there. And every game, you know, every game is going to be the 1-2-2. You know, they're going to run, and he does it such with class. And Coach Pisco over there too. You know, they're one of the schools that we circle on our calendar every year. You know, in the past 7 years, I think we've beat them twice. One time at their place, and one time at the Morrisville tournament. But I think at the beginning of the January this year, we went to there and we didn't play very well. Lost by 20. Then we come back and I think lose by 5 or so at Morrisonville. So, you know, I think the tradition of the Nokomis game gets everybody excited in the stands. And I know the numbers don't swing our way, but, you know, we're excited to play them every year.
The ball press is what it is. But the thing about Nokomis that I think probably every program in the area can take away is if you play as hard as they play every night, you're going to have success, and you're going to accept and be able to deal with the results at the end of the year.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, with our, I hope, you know, people in the area think that our boys play hard and have that opinion, and whenever that happens, we give us a great chance to win those games, and the two times that we are able to do that, it was a great feeling, and you know, we treat it like a regional game every time because it's one of those, you know, winner, loser, go home, and that's the way we try to treat it.
And you know, just going back, I mean, there's a lot of teams that haven't had a lot of success against Coach Kimbrough.
Lincoln was not alone.
Yeah, so, I mean, and, you know, I kind of come from it from a different angle. You know, I've gotten to see Nokomis play a lot recently. In the last, you know, 10 years or so. And I really appreciate more what Coach Kimbrough does as far as adjustments, you know, during the game, halftime, you know, finding different ways to score, finding different ways. I mean, you kind of expect the defense to be there. But, I mean, they averaged a lot of points last year. You know, they were a very good scoring team, too. So they did a lot of things well. So you just kind of you have a tendency to just appreciate the fact that he's had that much success over that long of a period.
And you never want to be on the business end of the Steve Kimbrough stare. When he takes you out of the game, it doesn't say a word, just stares at you and then crosses his legs like, oh, my gosh, what did I do?
I've gotten that at team photos occasionally.
So. Matt Milberg, talk to us again about your big golf event coming up. How can people get involved in it if they would like to?
Well, like I said, it's August 25th coming up, and it's going to be right around the corner. But there's a lot of things they can go. They can buy T-shirts at Irish States on 4th of July, and then there's Glow Golf August 10th and the meat raffle August 11th. I know the team community has put a lot of, you know, effort and time into this. And, you know, like I said, the money, we have the team presentation check in January and late December. Whenever that happens, you know, the whole stand up and clap, and it's just really appreciative of what they do.
And you mentioned before, but the money that you guys were able to raise through this, it goes to help give the kids at Lincolnwood the tools that they need to go out and have success. Because without it, I mean, stuff, equipment, all of it, it's all expensive, you know. And it's unfortunately the money's not going to come from the school. They're going to allocate their resources educationally in different areas. So without events like this, you're not going to get the stuff that you need.
$50 for a basketball.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how much a new brand-new basketball costs is $50. And, you know, we go through.
You got to have quit having people score 1,000 points.
Stop giving them away. Gosh.
Yeah, $50 now for a brand-new basketball. So, and that's probably at cost. And, you know, through you know, however many practices we have a year in almost – you know, 75, 80 practices, whatever it goes, comes down to, you, the basketballs don't wear like they used to, and having the ability to buy equipment like that is great for us. And the boys I can see still walking around trying to sell the trifecta tickets. You know, I know the biggest thing with us and dealing with schools is, you know, people are always, you know, being asked for money, and I know it's hard for people to do that, but for the kids, you know, team for the kids, and I think it's important for them to, you know, sell those tickets and get those out there.
Well, so many people go to these Lincolnwood basketball games that they do understand that they're basically, in a way, getting a nice return on their investment.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, especially this year, I think you're going to see we got a lot of familiar names on our roster. And, you know, I'm not going to include everybody, but, you know, we got a lot of family tradition names that whenever you see our roster, you're like, yep, that's a Farmersville, Raymond, Morrisonville name, that's for sure. So we're happy to see that.
Matt, do you want to give out your number to people if they would like to contact you about getting involved in these different events?
Yeah, you can get a hold of me at the school, 217-229-4237, and my extension is 287. I, you know, throughout the summer, are going to be in there checking that out and getting these teams ready. Like I said, I got 26 of the 32 ready to go. I still got some waiting to hear responses. I know they got Irish States going on, and I sent it out, and, you know, right before this baby happens. Thing going on. I think it's crucial for me to get these teams locked in. So
they're going to be a little busy coming up.
I supposedly I hear that. So,
what's the suspected or the expected date here?
Next Friday.
Next Friday, all right.
It could happen anytime. So
good deal.
But I also want to say shout out to you for covering, you know, Terry today. You know, I know he'd love to be here, but you know, you took the bull by the horns and was able to come here and support the Irish Days and, you know, the Sports Saturday show. So we thank you and Kyle for doing that.
Matt Milberg, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time today. Best of luck this summer and good luck in fatherhood, sir.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
We're back to the Chili Dome following these messages on Sports Saturday. All right, we are back here on WSMI Sports Saturday live inside the Chili Dome at the 108th Farmers Day or Irish Day celebration in Farmersville. And Kyle Hirschman here with us on Sports Saturday, Matt Milberg along as well. And Kyle, a couple of weeks ago, you had the Grace Cup, and it was another big success.
Yeah, it was a really nice event. This was the first year that we had a girls' soccer game in addition to the boys' game. We played 7-on-7 for the girls. We just didn't quite have the numbers to go full field. But had a nice group, probably about 16 to 17 girls from all the way from Springfield area all the way south to Edwardsville. Mostly Class A, a couple 2A. And then on the boys' side, we had, I believe we had close to 30, 32 boys. So raised close to $1,000 just from that off donations. Really went well. It's a good opportunity to give these kids another opportunity, chance to play soccer, kind of like the Carlinville All-Star Game gives them another chance to play basketball again. This is kind of a neat way to give them the chance to do this again, and plus raise some money for INAD research and for my daughter. So.
Let's talk about the INAD research. How is that going?
It's going pretty well. They added a gene therapy element to the study at Washington University, which is eventually what's going to cure it. You know, it's going to be a long process, and you never know, but we're in it for the long haul. And then also there's a drug study going on, and that's going to be starting pretty soon in Raleigh-Durham and San Francisco. Drug company is developed a drug that they think will slow the progression of the disease. So we're going to be participating in that too. So
you and Mary have done amazing work in putting your time and energy into trying to raise as much money as you can for the INAD research. For people who may not be familiar with Grace's story and kind of just what INAD is, maybe just...
Sure. My daughter Grace was born in 2011, and about a year and she stopped hitting some of her milestones. She wasn't quite walking yet. She wasn't talking as much as she should have been. So we did some genetic testing, and in 2014, we discovered that she has a rare genetic disease called infantile neuroaxonal dystrophy. And at the time, there were only about 50 to 100 cases worldwide. So it's not even one in a million. It's like one in 30 million.
Right.
So, you know, there was no studies going on at the time. There was no hope. I mean, a lot of these kids don't live much past their 10th birthday. Another parent started fundraising. She got a study going in the United Kingdom. She found this other study too, and convinced a doctor that would be a good opportunity at Washington University. So now there's two studies, one gene therapy. There's a natural history study in Oregon. There's this drug study, and it's all been pretty much parent and family funded. We've raised probably $175,000, and by we, I mean our communities. I mean,
it's great.
You know, we've had a lot of help from, you know, my alma mater at Lincolnwood and Mary's high school at Hillsboro, Litchfield, Vandalia, Morrisonville, Nokomis. I mean, all these surrounding schools have been a big part of that. And last year we had the Montgomery County Invitational, which is the volleyball tournament, the 16-team volleyball tournament. And this year they're continuing to raise money for us too, but the shirts are in honor of Aiden O'Malley from Nakoma, who passed away, the young girl that passed away from the comas. So it's just really a community event, you know, and it, we've been overwhelmed by the number of people that have reached out to us and have been touched by our story. So it's a really cool deal. Like I said, we're on Facebook at A Grace-Filled Journey. That's kind of the rallying cry. You know, and we have a gracefilledjourney.com is our blog too. So if you wanted to find out more about that, you can go there.
Mary is a superhero.
Yeah,
she sends out thank you cards for, you know, any small. I know it's her handwriting now. So
it's not mine.
and for all those things that that she does, she keeps track of that. And those small, you know, thank you cards. You know, we know she doesn't have to do that, but. It's just really appreciated when you get that, and it knows how much it affects you guys.
Yeah, it's that's the thing. If we lived in Chicago, if we lived in St. Louis or someplace like that, we might have a tight little group. We might even be able to get a little bit more bigger publicity. You know, obviously we work for a newspaper, so anything with INAD is going to go in the newspaper. But, you know, we wouldn't have the community support that we would. We wouldn't have this close connection.
Kyle, what does it mean to you and Mary whenever you see the people and the kids that you cover on a daily basis? I mean, we're talking about, you know, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids that are stepping up and doing things for INAD Research. It's incredible.
It's huge, especially whenever, you know, you're kind of in the – you hear a lot of bad things about kids.
Right.
And some of them are true.
Just like they were when we were kids.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I would have helped somebody whenever I was a kid. I mean, 15, 16 years old, you know. I mean, I'd like to think that I would, but I don't know. But, you know, you see these kids step up. You know, we gave out 8, and again, I use the term we in quotes, but we gave out 8 scholarships for the Grace to kids going into healthcare fields or therapy or something like that. Kimberly Denny does an excellent job and her whole crew of raising money for that scholarship. And all those kids are going to make a difference in somebody's life, you know. So for them to take the time to do the essays and do that is amazing to me. You know, I love seeing players wearing gray shirts. I think we're going to do a fundraiser. I think we're going to do with a Creative Flair out of Litchfield. Prior to the season starting, we're going to have team gray shirts made up and have them available in the different school colors. We haven't decided on – we're going to kind of make it a contest, I think, you know. That's the other thing. If we go out to North Carolina, we're going to try to raise a little bit of money just to help pay for some gas, too, because it's really hard to fly with Grace. So it's – we're planning on driving. We'll have to go out like 4 times in a year. So, but like I said, it's really neat to see all the T-shirts and stuff.
You mentioned earlier that the current research is eventually what is going to lead to the cure. Is there any way to put a time frame on that, or is there no way to know?
Unfortunately, not. The difference between even now, whenever we found out that Grace had it, gene therapy has just exploded. There's a thing called CRISPR where they basically cut out the bad section of the gene and they put a good section in it. But it's far from perfect now, and there's a lot of dangers and a lot of other stuff that kind of puts it puts the kids at even further risk. So. They're still working on it. Eventually, like I said, eventually it's going to come there. The trouble is that it will cost drug manufacturers a lot of money. So,
oh no.
Yeah. So that's always a stumbling block. Money's always the biggest stumbling block. But like I said, we're hopeful and hope everything's going to be okay. And it's exciting. Eventually, like I said, eventually it's gonna happen.
And that could be the frustrating thing when you start dealing with drug companies and different medical companies. There's so much money that is poured into these endeavors, but it seems like a lot of time the money isn't put maybe in the right channels to where it can be used the best that it can. But when you're around a facility like Wash U, which is one of the best, not in the country, but in the world. I mean,
absolutely,
we're talking about a top-flight facility. So to be so close to that, I would imagine, just from a peace of mind, has to make you feel somewhat better.
Well, and we consider ourselves lucky, you know, the fact that we've met the researcher, you know, at probably a dozen times now.
Yeah.
You know, we are able to email him. We're able to stop by and talk to him. And you know, I mean, a lot of other families, you know, around the world aren't able to have that same thing. So it's a great opportunity for us to have a world-class facility like that so close. St. Louis Children's Hospital, Grace goes there for a lot of her appointments. Knock on wood, she's been a fairly healthy little girl.
Awesome.
Just this terrible disease.
Right.
But yeah, we consider ourselves very lucky to have such good facilities close by.
You guys are doing everything that you possibly can, and the community has stepped up in big ways, and I know that means the world to you and Mary. And
yeah, and it's, and you know, like you guys have said with Terry, it's, you know, faith, heart, soul.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like, despite the fact that every group in Montgomery County and Macoupin County are still fundraising for all this, the community never lets one of their own down.
Yeah.
You know, they're always there to step up and be a part of it.
Yeah.
So it's real, and especially, like I said, for me, you know, it's really neat to see, like, Matt's up, you know, teams and like some of these teams just support our cause too.
This community's batting 1,000. There's,
yep,
there's no doubt about it. Kyle Hirschman, thank you so much for sitting in on Sports Saturday. Matt Milberg,
pleasure.
Thank you for your time this morning. Good luck next week, sir. That is a big one for
all
you.
All right, thank you guys. I appreciate it.
That is going to wrap up Sports Saturday here from the Chili Dome at the 108th Irish Days in Farmersville. They got festivities going all day long, so get out to Farmersville and enjoy the 108th Irish Days here in Farmersville. And the Chili's getting ready. Kyle, you getting nervous about the judging?
I'm ready.
He's ready. He's ready, folks. Kyle Hirschman is ready to judge that Chili. I am Tim Mize for Kyle Hirschman and Matt Milberg. Thanks to Sean Webb as well. Sports Saturday is done from Irish Days in Farmersville on your 50,000-watt voice of Mid-Illinois.